of events you mostly forget. Brother, it's not a lie. You've been living. Brother, but it's not. It's not the truth. Look up to you, but you look down, and it's not the same thing. I'm not the same thing that I was when I was so little. Father, it's not your fault. God made you mistaken.
Absolutely stunning track there from Sunny Morris. That's a new one from her. It's called Mother, It's Not My Fault. Just a standalone single at this point, but hoping we get some new music from Sunny Morris, local musician and songwriter. Very special stuff. And before that, we heard from Jess Ribeiro, Everything Is Now, from her recent Triple R album of the week. And she's going to be playing live at Triple R. Thanks to all those people that called. A few people missed out, but jump onto the website, rrr.org.au, to be in the running for that. It's going to be a special evening this Friday in the performance space. And one more double pass to give away for you today. This is not a phone giveaway, so please don't call me, but head over to the website. Forever Young, the songs of Bob Dylan, Caravan Music, Like a Show, and Triple R will be presenting this show featuring a whole range of brilliant musicians: Shane Howard, Ross Wilson, Adelita, Mick Thomas, Lisa Miller, all-star cast, musical director Shane O'Mara, piecing them all together. It's happening on Thursday, May 23rd at the Palais Theatre. Should be a special night. Head over to the Triple R website to be in the running for that. Pretty much time for me to get out of here. My name's Sam. Been filling in a little music fill here on Future Perfect this morning. Joe took us through between 10 and 11, and Judith in the first hour. Stick around because Vanessa Morris will be up next with Banksia. Then we've got Zero G, and then Joe's going to be back in the chair again, 2 to 4, Astral Glamour. So keep it locked to Triple R this afternoon. And now it is almost time for the midday news from the journalism students at RMIT, but not quite yet. They'll be up at 12. And then, Vanessa Morris will be in with Banksia. She has Kayit in the house today, which is very special. She's just released a new single, very special indeed. So make sure you keep it locked for that. And now it is time for the midday news from the journalism students at RMIT.
This is Triple R Radio News with Ruby Riley,
Alex Cameron,
and Will Stanley.
The Federal Treasurer is promising a responsible budget tomorrow that will provide benefits across the board. Lily Beamish reports.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has acknowledged the fine line between needing to grow the economy and provide Australians cost of living relief. He's told Sky News the budget will provide help to many key groups.
Oh, this budget is about cost of living relief at the same time as we invest in the future. You know, it's a responsible budget. It will be good for mums in middle Australia, good for families, pensioners, students and young people.
Government figures suggest inflation is likely to fall back in line with the Reserve Bank's target of 2 to 3% by the end of 2024, slashing the bank's projected timeline by a year. The budget will be handed down on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Lily Beamish, Triple R News.
The Council for International Education is meeting with federal education ministers over a plan to cap international student numbers. Ashlyn Hannah reports.
About 670,000 international students are enrolled in Australian universities. The federal government wants to cap the growth in student numbers to 5% as part of its plan to halve migration. It's a measure to address the housing crisis, but the Property Council Australia says international students aren't to blame and only make up 4% of the rental market. The government's proposed cap has triggered this morning's emergency meeting of the education ministers and university representatives. The government's draft legislation will allow education providers to exceed the cap if they can prove they've invested in more purpose-built student accommodation. Ashlyn Hannah reports for Triple R News.
The federal court has denied the eSafety Commissioner an extension of an injunction against social media platform X to take down videos of the Sydney church stabbing. The eSafety Commissioner has been trying to get X to take down videos of the April stabbing. Elon Musk and X have refused to obey. This morning, Justice Jeffrey Kennett has denied the eSafety Commissioner's application. A final hearing is expected within a matter of weeks.
Construction unions are expected to challenge the Victorian government's plan to redevelop Melbourne's public housing towers at this weekend's State Labor Conference. The unions, alongside a number of local Labor branches, want to see a significant increase in government investment in social housing, according to the Age newspaper. The Labor for Housing group is reportedly calling for 8,000 additional public homes to be built over the next 4 years. The group's motion, expected to be tabled at this weekend's conference, also calls for a guarantee that no public land will be sold to private interests under the government's social housing plan. The government says in a statement it's a matter for the Labor Party, and the redevelopment of the towers is the largest urban renewal project in Australia's history.
Detectives are probing another two tobacco store fires on the weekend in Melbourne's north and northwest. A Hadfield tobacco shop was targeted for a second time. Meanwhile, a ute rammed into a Gladstone Park store multiple times. No one was inside at the time. In recent weeks, it was reported two underworld groups had agreed on a ceasefire. Police say they're treating the firebombings as targeted attacks and are searching for any links to recent similar incidents.
Scientists say Australians may have another chance to see the Southern Lights later this year. The Aurora Australis shone bright over the weekend with the sky lit up as far north as Queensland. Australians took to social media to post photos of the iridescent green and red lights that were particularly bright on Saturday night. The Bureau of Meteorology's Kate Brand says the light show was caused by an extreme G5 rated geomagnetic storm.
Geomagnetic storms are measured on a scale of 1 to 5, so G1 is minor, G5 is extreme. And to put it into perspective, a G5 geomagnetic storm hasn't occurred since October 2003, so over 20 years.
Nemo from Switzerland has won the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest. They're the first openly non-binary contestant. But they say they were forced to smuggle in a flag celebrating the non-binary community. Nemo says a lot needs to change for Eurovision to be more inclusive in the future.
We need to work to create such an environment. I really hope that Eurovision continues and can continue to stand for peace.
The 68th version of the global prestigious singing contest created plenty of controversy. One contestant was expelled over allegations of intimidating behaviour, and Israel was allowed to participate, which led to demonstrations by pro-Palestinian protesters.
To the weather now. In Melbourne today, 17 degrees and mostly sunny with a chance of a late shower. Tomorrow will be cloudy and 16 degrees, and Wednesday will be 18 and mostly sunny.
You've been listening to Triple R Radio News with Will Stanley,
Ruby Riley,
and Alex Cameron.
Need 'em to fly, cannot deny. Everybody just wanna be free.